This is Geek News Central. My name is Kirk Corliss, filling in for Todd Cochran. Coming up, a lot of tech news was announced from CES 2019. Sprint and Samsung announces their upcoming 5G phone. Amazon key for garage. Forgot your Android password? There's five ways to get back in. How to delete your online accounts but keep your data safe. Those stories and more. I want to welcome you to episode 1339 of the Geek News Central podcast for Monday, January 7th, 2019. Excuse me, this show is sponsored in part by GoDaddy.com and listeners just like you. Great deals from GoDaddy can be found at geeknewscentral.com/GoDaddy. Support the show today at geeknewscentral.com/insider. You can pick up Ohana gear at cafepress.com/Ohana store. I want to give a big warm welcome to all the longtime listeners of the show. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for staying subscribed. I want to give a big warm welcome to all the new listeners. For those new listeners out there, I'd like you to subscribe to this podcast on Apple on the right-hand side column on geeknewscentral.com. Over in the right-hand side column, under subscribe to podcast, you can subscribe via Apple Podcast, Android, email, Google Podcast, Stitcher, TuneIn, Spotify, or via a standard RSS feed. If you have no idea what I'm talking about, you can click on more subscribe options. It'll show you how to do that. Further down on the website on the right-hand side is the newsletter. The newsletter contains all the links that are in the show notes that are talked about in this episode. Also, if you're on geeknewscentral.com, there's a lot of great tech news being written from our world-famous Geek News Central writing team. A lot of news coming from CES 2019. I'll talk about that in a little bit. There's going to be a lot of news coming out, and we've got a few that just came out, along with a lot more. So please be sure to keep geeknewscentral.com bookmarked for all the latest news from CES 2019. I am not on, if you want to reach out to me with your comments and just want to say hi, love to hear from you. PA@geeknewscentral.com. I'm not on Twitter, but you can always follow me on Facebook. My name is spelled K-I-R-K. My last name is spelled C-O-R-L-E-S-S. Want to join us on our Slack channel? If you wish to go hang out with all the cool kids that are hanging out, send Todd an email at geeknews@gmail.com. Also, we're on geeknews.chat. I'm usually on Slack and geeknews.chat on most show nights, Mondays and Thursday evenings. You can watch the show on Apple TV, or you can listen on or watch on blueberry.com. If you have an Amazon Echo, Google Home device, or a Microsoft device, if you wish to listen to this podcast, to say one of those keywords for one of those devices, then play the podcast Geek News Central. Partner shows include my podcast, GNC Week in Review, The Gadget Professor with Mr. Don Bain, the Pro Gear site written by the GNC team, The New Media Show with Todd and Mr. Rob Greenlee, and Podcast Legends. This show will not be possible without the support and without our good friends over at GoDaddy, who is the longest running continuous sponsor of a podcast. Over on geeknewscentral.com/GoDaddy, there's a lot of great, if you wish to get a blog going, a podcast like me, or get on an e-commerce site. Great tools that are available, and there's great deals to be found. For example, save 30% on new product purchases. Get a .com for 99 cents, new or transfer for new customers. $2.49 a month economy hosting with a free domain. $2.49 a month with managed WordPress hosting, first year with free domain, or 1 month free trial of GoDaddy website builder. your choice of personal business or business plus plans. GoDaddy has helped tens of thousands of listeners save thousands of dollars each month with the non-expiring promo codes. You can get significant savings from using these codes and their best value available. And you can also help us out by sharing them with friends, family, people that you know. And so this supports Todd in his endeavors, along with he's down in Las Vegas covering CES 2019. So it also pays his bills, gas in the car, food, food on the table, mortgage, etc. So we appreciate all your longtime support, the folks that have purchased one of these codes and got things running up in line. So Todd, thanks you very, very much for all your support. And also thank you to GoDaddy. Thank you, GoDaddy, for being a longtime sponsor of this podcast, Geek News Central. So as I mentioned at the top, Todd is away. He's down in Las Vegas recovering at SANS Expo for CES 2019. He was there all week. He's there today, which if you're listening to the podcast, today was press day. So if you're listening to this podcast tomorrow, it's Tuesday, January 8th. There'll be live coverage, and I have a link up in the show notes. There's live coverage starting at 10 a.m. Pacific time till 4:30 p.m. Pacific time. That's 1 p.m. That's 1 p.m. Eastern. Starting 10 a.m. Pacific time, 1 p.m. Pacific time. And the link will be in the show notes. You can catch live coverage. He's covering a lot of startups. There was over 1,000 startups over at SANS Expo. Tech West. A lot of great tech that came out of these startups. I was there for CES 2018. And there's various products going from one end of the spectrum to the other. So you don't want to miss all the great coverage from Todd and Don Bain, the Tech Ranch, and F5 Live team as well. So please be sure to check it out. In the meantime, speaking of, there's a lot of CES news that's going to be in this episode. So let's jump in right now. First up, Hi-Mirror is expanding their range of smart well-being products with two new devices announced at this year's CES. The Handskin Hi-Skin, it rapidly analyzes skin condition, and the Smart Body Scale measures a range of body metrics from weight and BMI through water level and muscle fat ratios. The Hi-Skin is a pocket-sized handheld device which connects to the Hi-Mirror and smartphone to provide rapid analysis of skin's condition. The Smart Body Scale helps users stay in shape by measuring weight, body mass index, basal metabolic rate, total body water, skeletal muscle and bone mass, as well as muscle to fat ratios. If available, all the data is uploaded to users' Hi-Mirror in real time via Bluetooth, or else the data is sent to the HiFit app on the user's smartphone, available for both Android and iOS shortly. Also announced, Akerval, AKEVRALL Technologies, will demonstrate smart mouth guards. It dramatically ups the game in reducing sports-related injuries beyond protecting dental health. It combines superior dental protection with HitSense technologies. The rollout of the US Me electronic mouth guard will begin in the US and Canada in January. Also, Maximus, a home security company providing easy to install smart home security solutions, announced the Maximus Answer Dual Cam Video Doorbell, the first smart doorbell to include dual cameras. This will be on display. It's going to be on display at demonstration at CES 2019. Other CES news: Samsung's 98-inch 8K TV is being announced. They're also announcing coming out with 65, 75, 82, and 85-inch sets. Also, if you have close to $30,000, Harley-Davidson first all-electric first all-electric motorcycle is coming August 2019. It'll cost $29,799. It's called the Lightwire. So if you have money to spare, money to spend, there's a motorcycle for you. Also at CES 2019, GE's Kitchen Hub. And it's back, and it was there last year at CES as a prototype, and now it's back and built in Google Assistant and cost a whopping $1,199. Also, Instant Pot smart Wi-Fi model will now work with Google's voice assistant. And this is all the links will be in the show notes. You can see all the latest Alexa gear from CES 2019. KitchenAid is bringing its own smart oven to CES 2019. Whirlpool has a smart front load washer and dryer that was announced today. ADT announced a revamped smart system security system. So those are some, and I do mean some, because when I was doing the rundown in the show prep earlier this evening, there was a lot of news that came out of CES 2019, and I was trying to pull everything together, and I was making sure that my browsers didn't crash, trying to pull everything together, make sure I had everything lined up for you. So all the links are up in the show notes on what was announced, to some of the things that were announced today. In other news, 5G is, we all know about 5G, and now the Sprint has announced, along with Samsung, plan to release a 5G smartphone from Samsung in summer 2019. The phone will be able to connect to Sprint's 5G network, an existing LTE network. Sprint said device specifications and exact timing of its release will be announced, quote unquote, later. Other 5G news, at CES 2019, the T-Mobile and partners Ericsson and Intel finished a live test of its commercial network in which it completed a video call using 5G technology over its commercial wireless network. The video call was made to users using three different bands of spectrum, 600 megahertz, 28 gigahertz, and 39 gigahertz. Also part of the test, T-Mobile generated 5G signals that covered more than 1,000 square miles using its 600 megahertz. CEO John Legere said in a statement, "While the other guys focus on 5G millimeter wave on a handful of blocks in a handful of cities, we're building 5G for everyone. And together with Sprint, we'll add much needed spectrum depth, creating a truly transformative 5G network." Now, we all know about the Amazon key, and a lot of people, and Todd mentioned about it in the podcast a while back. And people had a little creeped out because people were putting in, when you deliver from, get something from Amazon, and people were not really happy with someone opening the door with their keys or a smart key or a smart lock, and someone opening the door and dropping the package off in their home. Well, there is a, now Amazon announced that the Amazon Key for Garage lets the company's delivery men open your garage door to deliver packages there instead. It works with all Amazon Prime deliveries, and you can monitor your garage with a camera and get notifications when deliveries are made. The company thinks it may be an easier sell for large packages, not to mention families concerned about weather or pets. To be quite honest, I live in a two-story home. I don't have a garage, but if I did live in a, I guess, in a rancher or a colonial home that has a garage, to be quite honest, I wouldn't really want someone open up my garage and putting in packages there. I'd like to know what you all think about that. Do you think this is a good idea that Amazon's now coming out with this, product or service? Do you want your packages delivered in your garage? Love to hear from you, pa@geeknewscentral.com. In how to tech, there's a great article over on Lifehacker on how to delete your online accounts but keep your data. A lot of people want to get rid of delete Facebook and other social media sites. So there is ways on doing so. For example, Blogger, Facebook, Flickr, Foursquare. I don't think people are using Foursquare anymore. Google Plus, Instagram, LinkedIn. And there's several other online sites that you can show you ways on how to delete the account, but also keep your data. Link up will be in the show notes. And finally, over on Engadget.com, Japanese billionaire and future SpaceX lunar orbit tourist Yusuke Maezawa. And I'm probably mispronouncing this guy's name. He has nabbed the record for most retweet ever. The 43-year-old tweeted in Japanese on Saturday, 1 million yen, equals to $9,250 to 100 randomly chosen users on the basis that they followed and retweeted him. And it worked like a charm. The tweet, complete with a New Year's gift card of a rocket man that channeled ET, has racked up 5.1 million retweets at the time of the writing from this article. Comparably, there was a previous record holder, Carter Wilkerson, came down to an appetite for Wendy's chicken nuggets. And apparently, he won out because who wouldn't want some free cash? He founded Japan's largest online fashion retailer, ZOZOTOWN, and it's worth an estimated $2 billion. So whoever retweeted it, some lucky folks got a little close to over $9,000 or 1 million yen. So good on them. And I guess if I had Twitter and I saw this, tweet, and if you know, who wants some extra cash? So I guess I would definitely retweet it and cross my fingers to see if I can get some money. Who wouldn't get some extra money? All right, that is it for today's episode. Thank you so much for tuning in. I apologize, it's a very, very short episode. There was a lot of tech news that came out. I wanted to make sure I get as much in as I could. I want to put in everything in my browser window is open up, and I was hoping earlier I was trying to space more out, get more articles in. Every time I was putting up more articles in my windows, it kept crashing, so I had to get rid of some things. But I want to make sure that a podcast came out. So I appreciate you tuning in to this week's podcast, today's episode, excuse me. Todd will be back. He's on the road for this entire month. He'll be on the road starting after CS 2019 is done this coming Friday, January 11th. He'll be back with you all with another episode on Monday, a week from today on January 14th. So please be sure to tune in to geeknewscentral.com. The live stream will be up. It's already, again, I have a link up in the show notes. So please be sure to be tuning in. Tune in, again, starting Tuesday morning. If you're listening to this Tuesday, start at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern time, starting on Tuesday, January 8th until Friday, January 11th. Todd, along with Don Beam, The Tech Ranch Plug It's Live FI Live team will be there providing all the great live coverage from Sands Expo at Tech West. Another way of supporting the podcast is that over at geeknewscentral.com/insider. Great way to support the show as well. It helps me pay my bills, and which I really, really, really do appreciate it. You can do so at geeknewscentral.com/insider. You can support it via $5, $10, $15, $20, or all the way up to $60. But the minimum's $2, $5, $10, $15, $20, or $25. Great way to support the podcast. There's a link where you can sign up or donate, excuse me. And also there's, if you wish to mail out a checkout, there's a mailing address where you can do so. Again, thank you so much for tuning in for today's episode. Thanks for staying with me on the prior episodes. I really do appreciate everyone's feedback, suggestions. Love hearing from you all. I love your support that I'm getting from all the Ohana out there. So again, Todd will be back 1 week from no show this Thursday. But Todd will be back on. Sorry, that was a motorcycle that's went by my house. Todd will be back a week, no show this coming Thursday. This coming Thursday, January 10th. But he will definitely be back a week on audio all month long to January until he gets back to Las Vegas. He'll be back to Hawaii for live episode video. But he will be back with you a week from today, Monday, January 14th. In the meantime, thank you all so much for tuning in to this week's episode of the Geek News Central podcast. I will talk to you all soon.